This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Their doctor.
Yes? Their doctor, Sean, what happened?
What happened, Sean? Sean, what'd the doctor say?
Go ahead.
Thanks, Sean.
Oh, let's see if I can do this. Their doctor, Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed.
Hey, man. Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed here to service your lawn and landscaping needs.
Whoa. Like, whoa.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 12. Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever.
Most do.
Because she doesn't have one anymore.
Yeah, obviously. She just... Christ almighty. You idiot!
So Val's not joining us tonight?
She's not joining us tonight, no.
Okay, that's too bad.
And after we went through all that so we could have five hosts.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Get her on the show.
Val, you are obligated by Maryland's marriage law to be on this podcast. I don't think that's going to fly, do you?
I don't know. Do I look like I'm a lawyer?
I don't know. Do I look like Val?
I mean, I got the square boobs like Val.
Yes.
Do you want me to speak in a French accent as well, Steve-O?
Dear God, no. There's nothing sexy about a French-Canadian accent.
I need to upload all those goofy, like, morning DJ sound effects to our OnWeCaster soundboard so badly. So do you want me to put on the French-Canadian accent, Steve? Boink, whoop.
Let me know when we're starting.
We're starting in a minute.
But Dave's not here.
Regardless of whether or not David is here. Oh, there's David.
Oh, well, there's Dave.
Speak of the devil.
Hey, devil.
Tall devil.
1 minute before show starts.
Hey, that's fine.
It, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he beat the bell.
Better than no minutes. Yeah, he beat Val.
Saved by the bell.
Saved by the Val.
Did we get net split already?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so David's here and Sean is here. Logan, did you hear what I asked about the gain?
No, I walked away so that I could turn down the thermostat. What do you need?
You need to turn down your gain as well as your thermostat.
Okay. I have it set back to 40. How's that?
For some reason, it's coming through really loud on Ennui, so I'm just going to chalk it up as a fluke. Anyways, you can go back to 50 then.
That was at 60. I'm not going to put it back there.
Wherever it was. I'm not going to tell you how to live your best life.
You want me to put it back?
Yeah, you can go ahead and put it back.
If you're sure.
I'm sure at this point.
All right, he's sure, guys. Second I fucking raise my voice, he's going to scream at me.
Ah! This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, okay?
You send me a fucking nasty PM. It's like, Logan, your fucking shit is peaking all the time. It's really annoying. It's hard to edit.
Well, it is peaking right now. Hold on a second. I'll take a freaking
sipping. I turned it back to 60.
No, but I mean, like, this is what it also looked like at 40.
Oh, that's a load of blocks.
Is this the opening to the show? Is going to be me talking about how big your line is?
You want me to peak it real hard?
No, please. I'm already starting to get a headache.
All right, I'm going to turn it back to 40.
You turn it to whatever. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Meh.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good.
Meh.
All right. Hi, Logan. How are you? I'm literally just killing time while I try to disconnect and connect to the broadcast.
I'm doing bright and chipper today.
Okay, now you're too quiet.
Meh.
How about go fuck yourself?
No, I'm serious.
You fucking annoying, man.
Put it back at 60 and keep it there because it's still peaking. I don't
care.
Okay. Okay, that was a brick. Anyways, good to have you guys here. Tonight we are going to be reading about Scooby-Doo and Babysitter's Club. I will be going first. Babysitter's Club and Scooby-Doo, The Fire Mystery at the Cemetery by Mary Ann Fan for Life.
Now, is this like a fire mystery, like it's, you know, a mysterious fire, or is it like a lit as fuck mystery in the cemetery?
Only time will tell.
I guess we'll find out. The fire mystery at Fire Festival. Summary.
I mean, the only mystery there is how people got tricked into going to Fire Festival. I mean, really.
Yeah.
They were dumb.
Summary, when Marianne found out the cemetery was on fire and found out her late best friend Kayla Willis's grave, she was stunned and became depressed. Who would done something like that? Mystery Inc. and BSC are about to find out. Co-written by FonzFan82. Chapter 1. D2, yes.
Hey.
Chapter 1, Marianne.
Hey.
N-A?
Hey.
The David stuck on loop. The Babysitter's Club belongs to Anne M. Martin, and Scooby-Doo was created by Joe Ruby, Ken Spears, and Iwao Takamoto. I was watching a movie on a Friday night. It was late.
No, sing it like Monster Mash.
I was watching a movie on a Friday night. It was late. Dad was working late and closing for Mark, who was on vacation for a week.
You gotta stop. This slant rhyme you're doing is not very good.
The office closes at 10 or 10:30 on certain evenings. Otherwise, it closes at 7 when he changes the hours in the wintertime. A little back heavy on the verses here.
Hours good.
It just closes whenever he wants. That's what we're getting at.
I'm Mary Ann Spear. I'm 16 and live in Portland, Maine. Oh, man, this is flashing me back to the days of AOL Instant Messenger.
Well, that's Portland AIM.
I attend Portland VocTech High School for 11th grade. I was having cereal with bananas as a snack.
I was having some cereal with bananas as a snack.
Yeah, but you can't really follow that up with... Let me do this. I was having cereal with bananas as a snack. I have diabetes.
My blood sugar's whack.
Betas.
In fact, it's brittle. Not hard to hardle it, but...
What?
What?
Yeah, I have brittle diabetes.
Ah, yes. That's like type 3 diabetes, I guess.
Oh, Devin's computer.
Yeah, I was having cereal with bananas as a snack. We're good. I have diabetes. Okay, so maybe the blood sugar was a little low. In fact, it's brittle. You've lost me. Not hard to hardle it. I am now extremely lost. My blood sugar was pretty high at the time, which is why I was having no...
Yeah.
No, that's...
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I said it earlier, is his blood sugar's whack, because that's why he was having a snack.
When your blood sugar is high, do you have more sugar?
Yeah. Do you tilt your head back like a Pez dispenser and sprinkle it on a confectioner or something?
If caught out in the rain, turn on the shower. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Jesus, I didn't realize there was going to be so much stuff to do with diabetes.
It's just like Captain Novalin or any of those other fucking SNES games that tried to inform you about insulin.
So, sorry, what was the thing you were saying no about?
No, it wasn't no, it was Novalin.
Yeah, Captain Novalin.
Noted diabetic superhero Captain Novalin.
Novalin.
Oh, I see.
He got his shit pushed in by a donut.
I was saying no to the fact that when your blood sugar's high, you do not have more sugar. You stop having sugar.
No, that's not true.
You have the thing that breaks down sugar or not enough of it.
The insulin.
So, like, when your blood sugar is too high, you actually, a lot of times, will crave sugar because your body is not being able to use its sugar. That's why it's in your bloodstream and not in your cells.
Okay, so you have even more sugar to combat that.
No.
So you know that scene in Dragon Ball Z where Cell wasn't perfect yet, but he was trying to absorb Android 18 because she's got all the sugar he wants, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he has kind of racist Mr. Popo look going on.
Yeah, yeah, but that's a different condition.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the story about Scooby-Doo and Babysitter's Club.
Oh, would you please?
You want to hear more about the blood sugar?
No, I want more Monster Mash references.
I was watching TV in my nightgown.
Hot.
I was watching TV.
After the show was done, I went to bed. I was too tired to stay up. Sharon was still up. So I told her I'd leave the lights on to make it easy. You can't balance these sentences out.
You absolutely could if you tried, man.
And just try harder.
Easier for Dad about not coming home in a dark house in case she goes to bed.
Because he doesn't know how to operate a light switch, apparently.
She agreed with that idea. I was already sleeping by the time Dad came home from work. I didn't even hear him at all. That's the closest I've gotten. In the middle of the night, I woke up with a headache. When I checked my blood sugar, it was much too high. 400 milligrams over the down low?
Yeah.
That is...
dealing lightly.
It's per deciliter, actually.
Deciliter?
Yes.
I was going to say MGDL standard for maggin and blaggin.
Oh. Hashtaggin.
Sweet braggin.
Tail wagon.
That's how brittle diabetes is.
That's actually, it says that's how brittle diabetes is.
I know, I'm reading it.
My blood, is it because I'm too slow?
No.
Okay, good. My blood.
I'm reading it for factual reason.
Logan's on the Wikipedia for brittle diabetes right now.
I don't think brittle diabetes is a thing.
And he's able to make it the Monster Mash.
My blood sugar goes crazy. I joined a group for diabetes. It improved sometimes. I went downstairs and drank some orange juice.
You really shouldn't be drinking orange juice when you're that high. You shouldn't be drinking any kind of juice.
Yeah, you should be drinking like wheatgrass.
You should be drinking water and taking insulin.
Are these two thoughts related? I joined the group for diabetes and it improved sometimes. The diabetes or the group? I wouldn't know.
There are groups for diabetics. I guess that could maybe help.
Like, is her diabetes improving? Or is the group itself...
If they're taking good advice, maybe.
Can be both.
Yeah, from Captain Novelin.
If they're talking about the group, no. Those groups are pretty bad. They don't improve.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe we're still like only halfway through because I'm doing...
I can.
Oh, hush. I went downstairs and drank some orange juice. Dad probably knew I was up because he saw me when he came out. Is everything okay, sweetie? Asked Dad. My blood sugar was high, that's all, I replied. I'm just having orange juice. When I checked my blood sugar, it went down at 250 magda dlagda, but it was still high.
Yep, that's still pretty high.
I had more orange juice and it finally went back to normal.
Nope.
Nope. Maybe it's like really, 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 really high in pulp orange juice.
It's just wood?
Yeah.
Tasty wood.
I checked my insulin and it was brown.
Oh, jeez.
That's not supposed to be like that.
That's just poop at that point. Don't do that.
Luckily, the hospital can change it during the night. What?
They're going to transmute that brown insulin blood into, like, gold.
She's getting a fucking oil change.
Oh, yeah. She's going to 8,000 miles synthetic.
What is happening? Why is... Who wrote this?
Someone who has a very clear and concise view on how diabetes works. It's completely wrong, but they have a very clear view on it.
They're very certain.
Yes, they are absolutely an expert in the field that they have given themselves.
I want to go on to see where the hell this oil change goes. I went to Dad to tell him. We went to change it and took my insulin to be all set. The next day, I went to the train station to see her father in New York City. Whose father?
Their father.
April, apparently.
April was invited to come along. Kaylee was supposed to come, but she got sick and couldn't join. I was planning to see my best friend.
She got sick with brittle diabetes.
Infectious.
She just needs to drink more orange juice and it'll go away.
Yeah, just drink more orange juice, apparently.
David, I can see from your insulin you did not get the high shelf oil.
Yeah, you're supposed to get the brown stuff.
I got the clear yellow stuff, my bad.
Oh, no. It's funny to see my best friend Caleb Willis at her grave. Oh. She died 9 months ago last week, and it was tough on me.
Apparently, brittle diabetes is terminology. Brittle diabetes is diabetes that is especially difficult to manage and often disrupts everyday life.
Ah.
So now I feel bad for making fun of it.
I mean, you do. I don't feel bad because I'm a remorseless soul.
What causes brittle diabetes? It has many potential causes. Psychological issues and inconsistent digestion as a result of nerve damage from diabetes.
So glad I got that on and off switch on my stomach.
Ah, that's your problem. Your diabetes is switched to on.
Oh, you gotta turn that off.
So diabetes is the evil Krusty doll?
Yes.
Okay, back to Kayla Willis. She struggled with leukemia for quite a while. I miss her too much. And it happened before my birthday. That was worse. It's not easy to forget anyone, especially a best friend. Stacy was supposed to have plans with her Stony Brook best friend, Claudia, but had plans, but she didn't care. They'll make up for it when she gets back home on Sunday. Who? What?
Stream of consciousness.
I'm so confused.
There's going to be a test at the end.
They'll make up for it when they get back home from school tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It's diabetes school. They learn how to diabetes.
In New York City, Stacy was there and she waited for us. And we went to Mr. McGill's apartment to get settled for the night. I plan to visit Kayla tomorrow. The next day, I went to visit Kayla's grave site after breakfast. April likes to come, too. I figured I'd come to visit you for a bit. Kaylee and I still miss you. I'm thankful to have her. I'm glad we're still close, I said. Man, this got, like, focused real fast once the diabetes train stopped.
Diabetes is kind of like that. It fucks with your ability to focus.
Yeah, just a tiny bit.
I stayed for a bit longer and then left after 10 to 20 minutes. Later that night at 7 p.m., we were watching a program, but then there were breaking news. The cemetery was on fire and they named it. What did they name the fire?
Chauncey?
Mostly, I'm just curious as how a graveyard's on fire.
Well, you see, Logan, grass is flammable. It says right there in the Bible.
When you don't spring for the real grass and get synthetic grass made out of polymascot fomalate.
Oh, I see.
No, it's made out of 8,000 miles synthetic oil, Steve. Come on.
It's made out of that good brown insulin.
Yeah.
That's what they water the synthetic polymascot fomalate with, is the 8,000 miles synthetic oil, so you got both.
It's a good mix, just like 8,000 miles synthetic oil.
That's where Kale is buried, I exclaimed, getting upset.
No, Kale is buried in the ocean.
Kayla.
Oh, Kayla.
We were just there too, added April. Some of the graves were burnt, including the Willis grave, and I was shocked. You were just there earlier, said Stacy. What? We were just there too? You were just... Yeah, all right.
They were just there. That was part of the story.
Yeah.
I remember that, like, a couple sentences
I was
ago.
There.
You were there. All right, so Logan, David, Sean, I have to go pee, but that's the reading order.
Logan, read fast so I can be reading by the time it's done.
I gotta read?
Yeah, yes. you're next.
God damn it. All right. That's what I just said, said April. Good thing Kaylee's not here with you, said Stacy. I know. She would have been upset, said April. I know, I agreed. Excuse me, I can't watch it anymore. I got up and went to Stacy's room. At 11 p.m. news, there was more information about the fire, but I stayed in Stacy's room because I did not want to hear it. I didn't sleep much later on. I even cried. I couldn't believe what happened to the cemetery, including Kayla.
About what?
I couldn't believe about what happened to the cemetery, including Kayla's grave. Who would do something like that? No one heard me. All right. The next day, Stacy and I had an early lunch before we got on the train. In Stony Brook, Mrs. McGill waited for us. She must have known about the fire because she talked about it, but I refused to hear it. Can you please drop the subject, I asked. The news bugged her. April was surprised, too, whispered Stacy. Oh, I understand now, said her mom. In Maine, I brought April home before I did.
What?
I brought April home before I did.
Yeah, before he did.
At home, I unpacked the overnight bag and put it away. I was still shaken by the news. At the dinner, Sharon goes, didn't you hear about the fire at the cemetery yesterday in New York City? No, I didn't. I was at the meeting, answered my father. I don't want to hear it, I said in an angry voice. Excuse me. I left the table to dodge the subject and went to my room. What's wrong with her? Asked Dawn. I got a feeling that she knew already about it. I can see why it's bothering her, too. Isn't that where Kayla got buried? The news reporter added her grave got burnt. Jesus. Hey, kid, you're watching, right? Your friend's grave got burnt.
No, my grave.
My friend's grave. I'm friends with the grave.
I bet that's why Marianne trying to avoid the subject. I don't blame her. Uh-oh, I should go see her after dinner, said Dan.
The only person I could suspect of lighting the cemetery on fire would be that phantasm.
From Batman?
Yes.
Phantasm used smoke, not fire.
Yes, like, but
you,
there was...
I can see how you'd be confused, because where there's smoke, fire. There's fire.
That is what they say.
But it, I assure you that there wasn't, actually.
Oh, wow. You could have fooled me.
That was a somersault. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, I was in my room. Dad knocked on my door and came in to be with me while I was looking at Kayla's picture in my locket she gave me before she died as an early birthday gift. How are you doing, honey?
Wait. The way you said it, it sounded like she died and that was the early birthday gift.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's my favorite birthday gift to receive is just a quick and painless death.
Makes total sense. Before she died as an early birthday gift. Yeah, that's totally what it means. How are you doing, honey? Asked Dad, stroking my hair. Just stunned. I had just visited her grave yesterday afternoon. I said I wanted to dodge the subject because it bothered me. I bet it did, agreed Dad. Carlos knew why right away. He and Meredith didn't blame you for doing that. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I don't understand why someone would do that, I said. I know, said Dad. It'll be all right now. I'm glad Kaylee didn't come with us, I said. Jesus, who's Kaylee?
She's dead, remember?
No, that's...
That's Kayla.
That's Kayla.
We need the fucking Charlie Day map plotting to show the people.
I thought about that too, said Dad.
About Charlie Day? That's oddly specific for a babysitter's club.
I said, chapter 2, Fred.
Yay, Fred. Okay, Dave, you're up.
Fred, the leader of the bunch. You know him well. He's finally back, gang.
I love that ascot. Ascot.
I was in the garage with Shaggy. We were working on the mystery machine for a while, but I did think we have to call in for service to check out the mystery machine. The last time we took the mystery machine into... Is he paid by the mystery machine? Like, is it...
There's two
like,
more in the paragraph, yeah. Too.
Oh, I know. I see it. Is he getting paid by, like, product placing?
It's a sponsorship deal.
So who... like, Hasbro or Hot Wheels has a mystery machine toy out?
Nice.
All right. The tires ended up getting up flat, so we had somebody tow the mystery machine home for us, which is no fun at all.
Why would you tow if the tires are flat?
Well, they put a flatbed. It still counts as a tow.
There were sparks igniting the grass all along the way.
That's why the graveyard's on fire. We solved the mystery.
Thanks, Phantasm, for helping.
You're welcome, Batman. By the way, don't make me your girlfriend.
That would just be very wrong.
Also, don't bring me back in Batman Beyond and also Justice League by extension.
Oh, they did!
Yeah, it actually fucking rules. I'll talk at length about it because I fucking love Batman Beyond.
I've never watched it.
It's good.
Okay, well, do you want me to tell you what happened then?
Well, no, I would like to watch it together. Just like G Gundam.
Like, you can't watch Batman Beyond because you have to watch Justice League with it.
Okay, that's fine.
So, like, we have to watch all of Batman Beyond and then watch all of Justice League Unlimited and then the last episode of Justice League Unlimited. And then you get the final Batman Beyond thing.
That's fine.
Cool. Now that we've done that, I've tricked you into watching all of Batman Beyond and Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. We're good.
Based on the amount of content, we expect to have this marathon going on for quite some weeks.
Right. Enjoy. We might have to do this again when we call services for the mystery machine. A few seconds later, out friend Velma Dinkley came rushing into the garage where Shaggy Rogers, our dog, Scooby-Doo, and I were.
Hey guys, come in the house, quick, Velma cried.
What do you want us in for? I asked. There's something on the radio, Daphne, I want you to hear.
It's a song by Aqua.
Something about, like, Barbies?
Yeah, or Candyman. Was that the other hit?
No, there was not a Candyman Aqua song, Steve.
There was definitely a Candyman, I swear to you. Okay, Aqua songs. Keep reading.
There's something on the radio Daphne and I want you to hear. After Velma ran back inside, Shaggy and I gave each other a look and wondered what it could be this time. Shaggy, Scooby, and I fast walked into the house. Put the little Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, the bongos?
Whatever, yeah, whatever it is.
The bongos.
And then, like, the really running fast whistle.
I got what you mean. I got you.
Now play an almost Beatles song where we run between the doors.
Having fun with my friends.
Words about a mystery.
All right, so there's three named people. Barbie Girl, Dr. Jones, and Lollipop, parentheses, Candyman. So I was right. There is a song called Candyman by Aqua.
Incorrect.
Not real.
I don't know if we can count the parentheses.
Parentheses does not count.
You can absolutely... That's an alternative title for it.
Look, parentheses only count, and please excuse my mom's dumb Aunt Sally.
I don't think there's a D in there.
Go ahead.
Math, Logan, you're supposed to be good at it.
Oh, wait, no. They just don't usually say dumb.
Oh, no, they say my dear Aunt Sally, and I'm like, that's too soft. Aunt Sally keeps talking about QAnon conspiracies, and I ain't having it.
Oh, jeez.
And Sally's an anti-masker.
No! Yeah.
She says fucking vaccines cause your dick to shrivel, and mine's only sort of shriveled, so, like, what?
I mean, when it's cold!
Yeah, what am I supposed to believe?
Yeah, temperatures do things. It has nothing to do with vaccines. Why, Aunt Susie, why?
No, it's because that person that Kim Kardashian knew that had his dick and balls fall off.
Oh, that wasn't Kim Kardashian. That was like Megan the Stallion.
Who cares? It was some dumb bitch on the internet. Their boyfriend caught gonorrhea and was like, oh, no, it was the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that COVID vaccines does not cause gonorrhea. Rubbing your dick on something that has gonorrhea on it causes gonorrhea. All right.
Yeah, they proved it in lab tests when they rub people's dicks on gonorrhea covered things.
Yeah, they're like, Jiggles, Jenkins, Jack, whatever your name is, go rub your dick on that. Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
I want to get back to the babysitter squad.
This isn't going to hurt my dick at all, is it?
Oh, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be real fine. Oh, no, is that a gonorrhea blister?
No, it's mustard.
Oh, must be delicious. Let's squeeze some onto my sandwich.
Yes.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Science. Ah, you're right, Mr. Johnson, as always. Say, why does my ejaculate hurt and burn so much?
I don't know. Just clap it a few times.
Ah, funny joke there. Let's do that. Ah, hey, that's smart, but it worked. Anyway.
Bravo.
Yeah, that's the good gonorrhea job. Bit, everybody. Good put job, that whole everybody. Thing on a shirt. Right next to the brandly new minted FNF, but it's like a stylized FNF logo right underneath it says Respect the Night.
Let's keep going.
All right. Shaggy, Scooby, and I fast walked into the house. The girls were standing right next to the radio. All right. Daphne Blake, the girl I like, turned the radio up so Shaggy and I could hear what the fuss was all about. Breaking news, a fire occurred in the cemetery in New York City earlier today. You could just say New York. As it turned out, the fire had caused all the people who were put to rest and had vanished with the fire. The cemetery
The fire disintegrated or mysteried away the bodies?
Yes. Yeah. You've seen Poltergeist.
Oh, so New York City. The cemetery is built right over the pneumatic tube system.
Yep.
Right.
So it's just shooting dead body parts throughout the city.
Aunt May and Uncle Ben are both gone.
They formed into some sort of Castlevania boss in the sewer system.
Wow, Uncle Ben, Aunt May, you're back. The cemetery now is burned, and we cannot find any of the caskets that were buried in the cemetery. For now, the police have no idea if there were any witnesses. The radio went off. Jenkins, a fire at the cemetery, Velma asked.
No way, Scoob and I are going out to New York to burn cemetery, right, Scoob?
Shaggy asked. Scooby nodded in agreement. I watched as Daphne pulled out a Scooby snack.
Will you do it for a Scooby snack?
Oh, you know I fucking do it for the shit. I fucking love it.
Logan, this is not a casting couch situation.
Shaggy asked as Scooby shook his head no. That's when he took the snacks from Daph and ate them.
Well, gang, looks like we have a mystery on our hands. Our stop will be to New York, I announced.
Chapter 3, Claudia.
From Gakinosa Guy?
Yeah. Da-da. Steve.
Auto. What? No. What are you going to do? Get Laza to hit me in the butt?
No, Logan just somehow magics his way to your house and beats the shit out of your right butt cheek.
Yeah, didn't you suspect that that weird sheet in the corner that was making a lot of noise was actually me?
The one that I kept hearing say tee-hee tee-hee as I walked by?
Yes.
Fool, you've been suckered. It's not the sheet at all. He's under your chair. Beat his right cheek.
Got his cheeks.
I look down and Logan's head pops out. It style. We all float down here, Steve-O.
Hiya, Steve-O.
Good to see you.
I'm going
to
cut you the cough.
I'd love if it just kind of popped out, gave me a high five, and then went back into hiding.
And you're like, that was weird, but not terrifying. And then he's just like,
but yeah, not bad. I'm not always that bad, only to some little jerks.
Once I heard the news about the fire, I was like, how could someone do that? I know, said Mom. That's where Kayla is buried, I said. I wonder how Marianne is doing about that, said Mom. Me, too, I said.
That's when Stacy came over. She had just gotten back from seeing her father. By the way, I'm sorry for burping. We were going to hang out tonight since I had to babysit on the night we were due getting together.
The fire was still all over the news, I said. That's just plain awful.
The fire spread from the cemetery to the news station adjacent.
The fire spread to Fort McMurray.
J. Jonah Jameson here. New York City, on fire. Me, on fire. Where's Spider-Man? I'll tell you where he is, being a menace.
I know. April was there. They had just went to the grave. Poor Mary Ann feels she lost Kayla all over again, said Stacy. I bet, I said. Does Kaylee know?
No, said Stacy.
Why? Why?
I'm having trouble tracking these names. I'm unsure if any of these people speaking should in fact be dead.
Stacy is a robot, so therefore can't be alive.
Okay. Stacy's mom.
Got it going on.
Got it going on. Yeah.
Absolute Fox.
Like Stone Cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Austin. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun.
I'm not saying that's the theme song that plays anytime you get an erection, but hey.
She haven't seen Kaylee since Thursday. Plus, she was sick.
Did David finish?
Yeah.
No, you stopped after That's Just Plain Awful. You didn't do the last four lines.
No, I said why, I asked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you ask?
Because it was on the paper.
Why did you ask, though?
Well, again, it was on the paper, so I had to. I was compelled by contractual law to ask.
Oh, I see.
His conditioning is going well, Doctor.
Seven lights. Six lights. Five lights.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Sean, you're up. I'm sorry.
She haven't seen Kaylee since Thursday. Plus, she was too sick to join us over the weekend, said Stacy. She still might find out anyway, I said. Scooby-Doo gang are down because they want to help us to solve the mystery, said Stacy as she explained it to me, because we don't know what the fuck is going on. How do they already know? Great. We can all join in. But would Marianne want to do so? I asked. I'm not sure. I didn't ask her yet, replied Stacy. I got a feeling that she might not want to, I said, as Stacy agreed with me. When we both asked her on the phone, I was right that Marianne refused to help out. We had her on speaker.
Good job, Sean. 30 points to you, and you will eat this week.
Yay! Food!
He's so happy about it.
Don't you want to help to solve the mystery on why your friend's burial site is burnt down? I asked. I was afraid it could bother me, replied Marianne. You're usually great at solving anything, said Stacy.
Except my marriage.
Yeah.
You know on how emotional I get, said Marianne. We can all do it together, I said. Then Stacy came up with an idea.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have to pause so the character can change out their brown insulin again.
A lot of sludge in your insulin.
Your brain engine's not sounding too good.
You gotta go to slightly lighter weight on your oil whenever your insulin in the wintertime.
Looking at these ribs, you getting some sort of full frame damage anytime recently?
We're gonna have to do a complete limb replacement here.
Yeah, your arms rotator cuffs ain't working so hot, so
nah.
You know.
And we'll give you a discount for being a recurring customer, so the total comes to $7,392.81.
And of course, you cannot have your car back until you pay it.
Your body. It's not, we'd say
yeah,
your body.
You can't, I mean, your body. You can't, your body, of course. Yeah. My mistake.
Oh, no. That's what F&F gets into to support the compound.
What, illegal body harvesting? I'm not into that, dude. I'll go back to my workaday life if that's how we get the compound up and running. That's not guilt-free.
Come on.
I mean, all the money you can make selling organs on the black market.
All right, when you put it that way.
How much does a kidney go for?
How much does a kidney go for? 65?
Half a million, more like.
How about a lung? Preferably non-smoking.
Probably a whole million.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I guess I'm richer than I thought.
Yeah, I got gold in these here veins.
Yeah.
Can I sell half a kidney?
No, they don't grow back.
Aw.
You can sell part of your liver.
Yeah.
Will I live without my liver?
Yeah. Well, most of it, yeah.
Yeah, it'll grow back. It's fine.
Liver grows back because iron helps you play.
Yes.
This is now as confusing as the story we're reading.
Yeah.
Well, the tangents we get off on are less like a tangent, more like its own bush.
Sometimes you only have to age it for like 6 weeks like you're making pickles. Sometimes you got to age it for like 20 years like a brandy.
Mmm. Oak cask lung. Yum.
Professor Oak lung. Yum.
Ah, welcome to the world of Pokemon. Would you like to harvest organs from me and put it in this Pokedex?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
I bet Tauros tastes really good.
Gotta collect all the organs.
That is a question. All right, which is the most edible Pokemon to you?
I mean, Slowpoke Tail.
They literally eat Slowpoke Tail.
Let's strike that from the record. If Slowpoke Tails were not considered a delicacy.
Miltank?
Yeah, probably Miltank. Yeah. Or like Chikorita is like just minty twat. Yeah. You eat that.
Yeah, but that's just because you can grind her up and use her as taco seasoning.
a Torchic is literally just a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Spicy chicken nugget all the way.
That or the Miltank, but go ahead, Sean.
Wait, you didn't even ask mine.
Go ahead.
Steelix, because I'm brave.
You just going to eat metal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he survived that metal Crustio cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you survived what?
A jagged metal O.
There's one in every box of Crustios.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not see that episode?
No, I must have missed that one.
That was the episode where everybody got their appendix out because Dr. Hibbert was just like, yes, everyone can get their appendix out.
No, the best part of the joke is that so Bart was eating the Krusty cereal, eats the jagged metal one and gets sick.
You know, as you do.
And then Krusty's like doing a PR thing and he's like, this cereal's fine. Watch, I'll eat it. And then he has one and he's like on the ground.
Like,
my insides. And somebody says that was a regular Krusty O. And he replies,
it's poison.
All right, now I think the tangent's over. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, here comes Stacy's great idea.
Damn.
Why don't you try to pretend that it didn't happen? So that you can still help us out.
So we're just denying reality in the Babysitter's Club now?
Did anybody see on Twitter I posted, there's an insert to this aromatherapy diffuser Valerie and I got. It says, need help in like small black text on a red like hexagon. And then in big letters it says, stop. So need help, stop. Just stop needing help. You're a grown ass man. You can do better. You don't need help.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Very passive aggressive, right?
I think that's aggressive aggressive, man.
Yeah.
It sounds very boomer parent.
Yeah.
You think you deserve healthcare and food? Nah. Avocado toast? Nah. Why don't you just buy a $20,000 house?
Can you help us with our mystery? I'm still mourning the loss of my dead friend's grave. Stop! Help us with the mystery!
I'm in a diabetic coma. Stop.
Stop.
Just stop being diabetic.
Yeah, here's orange juice. Just drink that.
Yeah, just drink the fucking orange. Well, actually, orange juice would help probably if they were in a diabetic coma. Because diabetic comas are when you go low.
So wait, do you ascend to like a higher plane of reality when you're in a diabetic high?
No, you have diabetic ketoacidosis and you die.
So the ascend to a higher plane isn't wrong is what I'm hearing.
No, it's not like a hummingbird. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not like that episode of Futurama where Fry drank 100 cups of coffee.
I'm unsure. Is this episode going to need a lot of editing or?
No.
Yes.
No, it's all 100% gold.
Yeah.
I got a no, a yes. Another no.
Hugo award winning episode, Friday Night Fan Fiction. The bell tolls for thee, Scoob.
I could try, but how could I do that without letting it bother me?
Asked Marianne, who's worried about that.
Here, have a Percocet.
Yeah.
How do people give oral without it bothering them? You just muscle through.
Yeah.
I think in that case, you relax your muscle through.
Unless
you want it to be like a vice on it, you know, which some people are into.
I mean, I kind of.
Yeah.
Can't deep throat? Stop. Will yourself through it. Yeah. Push down that gag reflex.
Start humming. The vibrations will tickle. It's like, are you motorboating my balls? Then you just go, yeah, baby, you like it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get back to the normal then.
You can try to block it out, I suggest it. I agree.
Just like that blowjob.
Yeah. Well, I guess so, said Marianne, completely forgetting all about the tragedy that has come through the story. She wasn't so sure that would work for her.
Still sad your dad died? Uh-huh. Well, just forget about it. Your dad's still alive. Okay.
Just fucking get over it, loser.
Yeah.
Did Kaylee know about what happened? Asked Stacy. Not yet, replied Marianne. She's still sick. I'm still, she didn't come with us.
I'm also still.
Yeah.
She'll mention when she's better. Maybe she can help us solve that mystery with us, said K.S. Stacy. I don't know. She did that before, said Marianne. We can show her how.
We can shit.
This has more filler than a DBZ episode.
Yeah, but at least the DBZ episodes with filler sometimes were good.
Yeah.
Like that episode of Naruto where they learned how to make ramen for everybody. Naruto.
Nah,
Naruto.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey.
Naruto.
Party.
I think I'll ask April to join, said Marianne. Good idea. She was with you at the time, I said.
The next day, the mystery, Inc., came to New York City. Can just say New York.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne drove herself there after school with April. We met them there. Thank you for clarifying that. Kaylee was still sick.
Kaylee was suffering from, you know, what happens after you've been exposed to asbestos?
Asbestosis?
Asbestobetic coma?
Mesothelioma.
America owes a debt of gratitude to the strength and leadership of mesothelioma.
What?
Yeah. The strength of mesothelioma has truly made America greater.
Enriched Americans' lives.
Yeah.
Stocks are down. Shelves are bare. Gas is up. But we got mesothelioma.
Oh, yeah.
With Donald Trump's face on it.
If you think about it, the nanomachines in Metal Gear Solid are all just allegories for, you know,
mesothelioma
and asbestos.
Her mom, she has a flu, said Marianne. Again, asked Stacy. Yes, flu shots don't work for her.
Flu shots don't... Oh, is this anti-vax? You made us read an anti-vax fic?
No!
Must be.
I knew you had gone far, right? I've been looking at you all this time, and I saw you drive and turn right recently. I knew it, you fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
We cannot make the business to harvest organs.
No, you turned right.
The sign said to go there.
No, you go left every time. Otherwise, they'll get you.
Yeah, you have to plan your route so you can only turn left.
Dave, I've been circling this quad somewhere in Kansas City for 7 hours. Can you stop, stop telling me to turn left?
I have been following this guy named L, and he has been blowing my mind with these truths, man. You need to wake up. The right was invented by the right to turn people right.
Whoa.
I like how for the left it's L, but for the right it's Q because they can't spell.
Right. Yeah. It's pronounced right, but it's spelled with like a Q U H in front of it.
Let's see if we can find some clues, said Fred.
Okay, said Stacy. I got another helper too. April's looking for a clue, said Marianne. Perfect, said Velma.
Yeah, April needs to get a clue.
Oh, yeah. Fucking got him.
Someone is so dumb, said a voice behind us. It was April, who just found something.
She didn't belong to the right quack groups quack. On Facebook. Oh, is it back to me? Yes, it is.
Yep.
How can anyone throw cigars near every grave, asked April. Somebody's a chain cigarer.
Somebody's got a lot of cigars.
Yeah.
Okay, so Disney used to have characters that smoked cigars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a graveyard full of W.C. Fields. Ha-cha-cha-cha. Oh, no. It's the clown from the first episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, no.
Paunchy, yes! Or whatever his name is.
Paunch!
Zeebo. It was Zeebo.
Which sounds like a fucking Bonzi buddy.
I don't know why I said Paunchy.
Paunchy.
Well, how many, I asked. Too many to count, said April. Then Marianne saw a sign. It said yield. Can't they read that the rule is no smoking? Do they have no smoking rules in fucking cemeteries?
Absolutely. They don't want to clean up cigarette butts.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't say that specifically you can't smoke in the graveyard that I usually do my like walks in and whatnot, but it does say do not leave cigarette butts out and about.
Okay. So they're fine with you doing it as long as you take it with you, like the...
Yeah, respect the dead.
Yeah, pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah.
Friday night fan fiction.
Friday night fan fiction.
Leave only footprints, something...
Take only pictures.
Leave only footprints.
Leave only footprints, yeah. Take only pictures, and also your gross-ass cigarette butts. You know that's one of them fucking 1950s inventions is like a pocket cigarette ashtray. That you could open up your smoking jacket and it...
Yeah, it's called your mouth. Just put the cigarette out on your tongue.
I eat ashes every day, just like my doctor says.
You're right, said Shaggy. Scooby-Doo, go sniff for some more clues, said Daphne.
Scooby-Doo, go kill that guy for smoking.
He's gonna die. Prepare to eat ref.
When he did, there were no other clues to be found yet. We looked until we decided to come back later to look some clues. We're glad our idea foe Marianne to block that memory worked for her. She was actually mad about someone did to cause a fire. I noticed someone even smashed Kayla's grave, said April.
What?
Whoa, said Dawn. I know, said Marianne. Sorry, Sugar Bob, Honey Bunch, they're all here. I didn't see that on the news. Then April pointed to the grass. This is where I found the cigar. I thought there was like 1,000. The flowers she and I planted got destroyed. We left there to chat in a plaza where we were staying until after the mystery is solved. Chapter 4. Daphne. The next day, the gang and I had finished... What perspective is this from? Just the person at the beginning of the chapter?
I believe so.
Second person feudalism.
The next day, the gang and I had finished eating breakfast and met up with the girls we were supposed to help solve the fire cemetery mystery. In all the past mysteries the gang and I have solved... Yeah, okay, so it is the chapter name. We have never solved or worked on a mystery like this one before, so it should be an interesting mystery to solve. We met the girls outside the hotel the gang and I were staying while in Stony Brook to help solve the fire mystery. One of the girls looked worried to us. Is she okay? Shaggy whispered. I don't think so, Shag. My guess is that the fire is on her mind, Velma said. It's spread. She is also now on fire. Well, gang, there's only one thing to do, Freddy said. I noticed the look on Shaggy and Scooby's faces. There you go again, Fred. This time me and Scooby ain't playing bait. Aren't aren't playing bait.
Ain't.
Aren't. Shaggy said, you guys aren't bait right now. All I want to do is talk to Marianne, Freddy said. The three of us heard Shaggy's sigh of relief. That was close, Scoob, Shaggy said as Scooby nodded in agreement, so more cartoon sound effects there.
That's real close. Let's get out of here.
The five of us walked up to the girls. Before we talked to the girls, we introduced ourselves. Should we talk? Freddy suggested to the girls. Sure, what's the talk about? The fire, of course, Fred said. Velma and I watched Marianne try escaping from us. What's the talk about? The recent trauma that you had. Stay here, Marianne. They might want to ask all of us questions about this, Christy said. Well, I sure don't want to chat about it. The hard part is that Kayla was my best friend, Marianne said, trying not to cry in front of us. We watched as the girls patted her on the shoulder. There, there.
There, there.
She's still dead, even though her grave's gone.
And with that, we are going to go away and grab our guest. Ooh, this is a...
Something's burning.
Oh, shit. My pancakes.
Oh, you got pancakes?
Not anymore.
Well, that sucks.
Solid disks of carbon now.
Kano! Liu Kang! Raiden! Johnny Joe Cage!
You know that Gilbert Gottfried would say Reagan instead of Raiden.
Reagan! Scorpio!
Scorpio!
Sonya!
Like he was saying lasagna, but Sonya!
Mortal Kombat!
Mortal Wombat.
That was an episode of Dexter's Lab.
Yep.
Mortal Wombat?
Well, Maternal Combat, but like there was a game they played called Mortal Wombat in one of the episodes. I don't remember which one it was. It's like the Simpsons parody of Crash Bandicoot Dash Dingo.
Oh.
And Paul Hogan showed up and you have to find the seven crystal babies or you'll be in deep didgeridoo.
Deep didgeridoo!
Now recording. Steve, can you take like all of us saying now recording, but then like layer them over each other, but put some like epic Hans Zimmer style orchestra thing that ends with us all going now recording at the same time?
Maybe I need at least a few more now recordings from people. Like,
If you want inspiration, now recording. Look up Hans Zimmer Netflix.
Need inspiration? Stop. Stop needing inspiration. You don't need it. Just
you should just be talented right off the bat.
Stop. Get some help.
Get some help. Stop it.
Stop.
I'm Michael Jordan. McDonald's brought me some time here to say stop it. Get some help.
Stop getting hap.
Hello, Matt. Good to see you. How are you?
No. Hold up. You got to introduce him right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is your two-time World Slam Fiction Champion, Matt the Terror Cook Jordan.
Sorry, the Terror Cook?
It doesn't stick us so much now, but maybe we'll change it later. Who knows?
I see.
Trying hard. Stop.
Stop it.
Get some help.
Just don't.
Good to see you again, Matt Orlack. Continuing reading on page 7. The Babysitter's Club and Scooby-Doo, the fire mystery at the cemetery at the fire festival of my diabetic coma.
Ah.
And I will be back in 5.
He's got to go pee-pee again. His prostate's the size of a walnut.
Oh, my God. Ow, yes, I have to go.
I mean, that's probably good if his prostate's the size of a walnut. You generally don't want an enlarged prostate.
Well, you see, I ignore my body, so I don't know what my prostate size is. It's probably fine.
Yeah, see,
Logan agrees with me. He's a medical professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of my titles.
I'm going to start reading.
Do it.
Nah. Stop. Don't read.
Stop. Don't
I'll
read.
Get some help.
Stop it.
Stop it. Get some help.
Get some hooked on phonics.
The faster we get through the questions, the faster we get working on this, Freddy told Marianne as the rest of us nodded. Here's the first question. What are you doing after the cemetery began to flame? Fred asked.
Not posting on Reddit.
Yeah, he's like TikToking it or something like that.
Of course Fred would ask about the cemetery starting to flame.
Yeah.
Drama queen.
I was with Stacy in her apartment in New York City. Later, it became the top story on the news. I did watch the news for a while. Then it made me sick to my stomach watching the news, Marianne answered.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
You gotta turn off Fox.
What were you doing before the cemetery went on fire? Brett asked. I was only visiting Kayla, who had died from leukemia. April came down with me. I was starting to feel sorry for this girl. Velma was looking at me, and I could tell she was reading my mind and agreed with me. We spent the rest of the morning, and we all decided to get to work on the case. Chapter 1, Christy.
Wait, did you say Chapter 1?
Chapter 5, Christy. That evening, I noticed Marianne was feeling upset. I think questions are taking a toll on her. She gets emotional when she talks about what happened. That's how sensitive she is. She tries to be strong, but it was tough for her to do. Kaylee was the strongest.
Still sensitive? Wrap your rascal 2 times so it's joyless and without sensation.
To punish the supermodels.
Supermodels.
You just have that numbing gel. Where was I?
Numbing gel.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Dave, you're in jail?
No, numbing gel.
Kaylee was the strongest.
Kaylee was the strongest there is. Marianne wants to be like that. Kaylee bragged about that one time, and Marianne hated that. It just makes her feel jealous and upset even more. She nearly got rid of that friendship when Kaylee finally stopped doing that because Marianne was able to ignore that. How could I tell she was depressed? She didn't want to do anything at all. She was also very quiet. Plus, she would cry. I don't think we should give up, I said. I know, it just bothers me to think about the fire, said Marianne. You found the clues, which is good, I pointed out. I guess you're right.
As opposed to not finding the clues, which is bad.
Brilliant.
Hey, you found the clue. That's good. But you didn't find the other clue.
That's bad.
It contains sodium benzoate.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Can I go now?
But it comes with free choice of topping.
That's good.
Kaylee, commander and the leader. Marianne, she is the joy and the laughter.
Freddie Jones, he is the toughest fighter.
Fighter.
Powerpuff, save the day. Just think of Alan Hale and all will be well.
Okay.
You found the clues, which is good, I pointed out. I guess you're right, said Marianne. I hate to feel this way. I bet, I agreed. Marianne noticed Kaylee was on her voicemail. Excuse me, said Marianne as she called Kaylee on herself. Hello, said Kaylee. I saw you on the voicemail, said Marianne. My mom told me you had news to tell me, said Kaylee. I just gotten better. There's something you should know, said Marianne as she explained about what happened. What?
Wait, is she Matt McMuscles now? She's going to tell us what happened?
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
Yo, what's going on, Kaylee? You gonna call me out here in front of all these Austin, Texas fans in the ring?
He said the city that we're living in.
I tell you, brother, the terror cook don't call no one else out unless he needs to.
Well, listen to this. I've heard of you, Mr. Jordan, was it? And let me tell you something. You ain't the host with the most. You're just some guy with a wacky singlet. What do you say to that?
I say this singlet holds 100...
The singlet holds 100 grand bar somewhere on my body.
That is delightfully tempting, Mr. Jordan, but I must decline. I see you at Ramble Mania.
I'll see you there with bells on.
Oh, no, he's got bells.
Greg, now he's got bells and 100 grand somewhere.
I'm screwed.
Okay, where were we again?
Talking about what I would do if I had 100 grand.
What would I do if I had 100 grand?
I need it.
No.
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 No. Oh boy, 100 grand, and it's got that freshly singleted moistness about it.
Today. On your boy Real Talk 34 ASMR Vintage YouTube channel, we have Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, eating 100 grand.
Oh, oh.
It tastes like my salary.
Oh, God. Peanuts.
$100,000 can buy many peanuts.
Explain how.
Money can be used for goods and services.
Woohoo.
God damn it. All right, please continue.
My mom told you you had news to tell me, said Kaylee. I just gotten better. I already said that. There's something you should know, said Mariana as she explained about what happened. What? Asked Kaylee. Who would do something like that? No clue. We're in New York looking for clues, said Mariana. She added what no
clue.
April had
no,
found.
No, that's right. We don't have a clue. Why are we here?
What is the meaning of life?
The color 12.
How come you didn't call me right away? Asked Kaylee. Sorry, I didn't want to disturb you while you were sick, said Marianne.
I really could have used the company.
Why didn't you call me? It wasn't at night or a weekend, so it cost me more money.
10-10-2-20.
10-10-3-2-1.
A guy from Family Matters says you need long distance coverage.
Carrot Top begs to disagree.
You know your mom wouldn't let you come either. Oh, I get it now, said Kaylee. Do you want to come down to join us? Asked Marianne. Sure, said Kaylee. I'll leave now. I'll be there in a few hours. We're staying in the plaza until the mystery is solved, said Marianne.
Okay, next up is going to be Logan.
It's you.
Yeah, no, I read before the break, remember?
Come on. Come on.
Logan Come doesn't on. Work with me. He's not going to work for you, man.
All right.
Tell you what, Logan. I'm getting a little tired. Want to switch?
Yeah, you go next, man.
All right, cool.
David, does that mean you're ducking out early or you just don't want to read again?
The latter more than the former, but... All right, let's see. Chapter 5 was Krusty. Chapter 6 was Shigovsky. What page are we on?
8.
8.
Yes.
Okay, said Kaylee. I'll meet you there.
I almost didn't come because it would have bothered me even more, said Marianne.
A few hours later, Kaylee came to the plaza.
This is Kayla's twin, Kaylee.
Wait, this is Kayla's twin, Kaylee, said Marianne.
Hello, said the whole gang.
Hello.
Hi. Wow.
Hi, hello. Said Kaylee. Marianne told
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
Hello.
Marianne told me what April was finding. It was a clue.
She wasn't lying about that. Oh, wait.
She wasn't lying about that, said April. People are playing stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we looked for more clues. Marianne got frightened about something. Colon. The grave had just taken from Kayla's plot earlier, but it was vandalized saying, I hate this person on the... he really would have helped if he'd used quotes instead of italics. I hate this person on the base. Marianne was shocked about this. It wasn't there yesterday.
It looks like a spray paint, said Daphne, taking a picture of it.
Looks like a badass tattoo.
You're right, it does, I said, look, feeling it.
Look at them bat wings coming out of the motorcycle on fire. It's so badass.
It's got like Icarus from the Zeppelin album on it, man. It's awesome.
Interplanetary insanitarium.
You gotta play with Bottle Yahtzee and Uno. The one-eyed Wonder Worm, you know what I'm saying? This wasn't the only one that was vandalized. The others' burnt graves are like that, too, said Fred.
Why would someone do that? I asked. A good question. We still need to track that suspect to contact the police,
said Shaggy. No, he would. That is not Shaggy. Shaggy would be like, listen, Scoob, they can't tell if I have a fighter's stash because I'm a weed joke. Except for that time in What's New Scooby-Doo where I joined the army. Shaggy had seen war.
Why did Shaggy go to war?
Is that why Shaggy went plus ultra?
Yeah. He got it. That's where he unlocked his ultra instinct.
The war pushed him to the next level.
Yeah.
I thought that was the time he won WrestleMania.
I mean, that too. But that was different.
The internal war Goku had in the gravity capsule is the external war that Shaggy had to go through to get to that next level the first time.
Well, timeline speaking, the WrestleMania Shaggy was more like Dragon Ball, whereas Shaggy going to war was Dragon Ball Z. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I got it.
All right, cool.
What was GT?
We don't talk about GT.
The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo with Vincent Price. Fight me on it. I don't have to explain myself.
I don't want to fight you, Dave.
No, I agree.
I have a sudden urge to see Scooby-Doo in the Pirates of Dark Water.
Oh, I'd watch the shit out of that. I want him to eat that fucking parrot monkey, though.
Bruh.
Bruh.
I bet it's tasty, much like Miltank or Steelix.
Steelix, because I braved Captain Crunch for breakfast.
That's right. All right, let's see. Look, footprints. I didn't read that yet. Okay.
None of us said Tepig.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, like spicy ham.
Yeah.
Well, you're Jewish. You wouldn't eat.
I'd rather have the spicy chicken nugget, and you're Jewish.
I was raised in a Jewish family.
Steve, what would Hava Nagila Hava say?
I made latkes last week with bacon. In the bacon grease the bacon was cooked in. And they were delicious.
And you fed that to your son?
Nagila, you can get fake bacon.
Logan's going to write a sternly worded letter to my latest rabbi from like 20 years ago.
No, I'm just going to call your mom and tattle.
That's not... By the way, that recipe for latkes, the shorthand of it on Google said that the recipe included corners.
What?
Yes. Hold on a second. I'll pull out the picture. It literally says it's like a New York Times like run-up of the ingredients in Google before you click on the link to get the full recipe. And one of the ingredients just says quarters.
All right. The January 6th committee has issued 3 more subpoenas that will be just completely ignored.
Yay! Oh, boy. Yay! I love ignoring subpoenas.
This is, and that's not like edited.
I don't think that they had the red circle around the quarters before that, Steve-o.
Okay, I added that for emphasis.
Then you lied. It was edited.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it got you there, dude. You lost, Steve.
I can't argue with the Quah conspiracies anymore.
Yes, no, you can't.
The Canuck conspiracies?
I fully embrace quarters being an essential ingredient in Jewish latkes.
If the red circle fits, you must acquit.
Wait. That's right.
It clearly doesn't fit. It's not even a circle.
No, it looks...
Then he's guilty of Jewism!
Wait a minute, it looks more like a Q. I can figure out a way out of this.
Sorry, we don't really go for the whole Q thing here.
No, like I said, it's L, because we're radical leftists. We skateboard in half pipes while espousing Marxism.
Because that's what we do here in Silicon Valley.
And burning asbestos, because asbestos is for righties.
Yeah, exactly. They want that mesothelioma for themselves. But I'm going to seize the means of mesothelioma.
That's definitely the episode title.
Do you feel bad yet, David?
Oh, immensely.
David, you've won the tryout to be an NPC in the next STALKER game.
Ah, I thought it was S period T period A period L period K period E period R period Shadow of Chernobyl.
Every time I put it into my browser, it says to me it's an invalid website.
Well, that's because you didn't put the .com at the end.
I think it might have been .egg or maybe .muffin or something.
.sweatymen. Anyway, totally agree.
.crouton?
Ooh. Burp. Good question. We still need to track that suspect and contact the police, said Shaggy.
I totally agree, said Velma.
Look, I see footprints, said Marianne, who noticed some.
Let's take a closer look, said Stacy.
Wow,
said Kaylee. Fred measured it and took a picture. Let's take this to the detective, said Fred.
Wait, Fred measured it and took a picture. 2 inches what?
Impressive. What woman could resist that? At the police station, the detective told us a suspect's shoe size was about a 6, or about 6 or 6
a
and a half.
A bloody 6?
Yeah.
Is it for somebody with a split foot?
I'm going with New Zealand 6.
Ah, there we go.
Well, New Zealand is upside down, so we don't take that here.
My favorite Sentai group, the New Zealand 6.
There you go.
Good work, everyone. We must be getting closer to catch the suspect, said the detective.
We also found this, April said, giving him a cigar. That's what caused most of the graves to be burned.
Well, shouldn't let a little bit of a good stogie go to waste, immediately lights it up.
Ah, looks like lung cancer's my future here.
I'm protected from lung cancer. I take my mesothelioma daily.
Doctor has prescribed it, and I take it. 1 inhalant per day.
My mesothelioma tincture laced with radium.
Yeah.
This is so much better than the doctor, my last doctor, who prescribed me cocaine and Valium.
Cocaine and Valium. What if I was fast and slow all at the same time?
I'm radioactive and asbestosic.
I listen to Imagine Dragons.
I'm breathing in.
Oh, I'm still reading. Right, said Stacy.
I wonder if we could speak to the cemetery worker. Perhaps we could get information from him, said Claudia. That's a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that, I said. Neither of us until now, said Dawn.
This book just keeps adding people.
Yeah.
Is this why the Babysitter's Club was popular? Because nobody could figure out what was going on, so it just seemed complex without actually being complex?
Dunno, I didn't read those books.
Now I'm inserting you all into this.
Don't you dare.
And spying is another good idea to keep an eye on the suspect. I don't think Fourth Amendment violations is a good idea.
Did you know this is how FDR met Eleanor?
Well, at least we squeezed another Simpsons reference in there. I added as the others agreed. We could do that tomorrow, so we could take a break, said Fred.
Okay,
I agreed.
Having fun with my friends.
Chapter 6 is called Shaggy.
Hey, that was good. I like that.
Of course it was good. I'm brilliant.
Logan, you're up.
Yeah, I'm pulling up.
All right.
The girls, Fred, Velma, Daphne, and I were eating supper at a food court in a mall here in New York City.
Oh, did you go for the Panda Express or did you get the Bonchon?
No.
You went to Nando's?
Get a little Nando's.
Sbarro's.
Yeah, Logan went to New York City to eat at Sbarro.
No, I ain't get no goddamn Sbarro in New York City.
When you're in New York City, you gotta get the Sbarro's.
Yeah, you gotta get the New York Sbarro. That's the good stuff.
In the event of an emergency, Sbarro's pizza crusts can be used as a flotation device.
Or as a weapon against feral raccoons.
Yeah.
In the event of an emergency, Sbarro pizza crust can be used as splints for broken bones.
Sbarro pizza crust can be used as drill bits.
Hey, good news. Democrats maintained their seat in Congress after the special election in Florida.
Hooray!
Yay! You know what I just read about Texas? They're asking parents to become substitute teachers because all of the normal teachers are quitting or getting COVID.
Or dying.
Texas, my home state, you awful bastard.
Scooby and I have tried our best not to pig out too much around the girls. Fred told us...
It says, in better news, Sbarro's pizza can be used to reshingle your roof.
Although I wouldn't recommend it because the first rainstorm that comes through is going to make it too strong.
Turns into its own little really moist bean bag.
A greasy roof.
What a compliment. Please come inside.
Fred told us while driving the mystery machine to New York. You know how he gets. I finished a bite of a hamburger. I decided to ask questions about the creepiest grave. I looked at the girls. I didn't pay any attention to Velma, whose eyes looked like they were going to pop out. If you don't mind my asking, who the heck is Kayla? I asked. I could tell Fred's eyes had the same question, and he looked like he wanted to ask that. She's my best friend, Shaggy. She and I were very close, Marianne answered. That was a quick answer. From what the gang and I had heard earlier... Kayla and Kaylee used to live here in New York before moving to Stony Brook.
No, you read it right.
That pause.
You read it right.
I'm just irritated by the names.
Yeah. Blink, blink, go back and confirm. Yes, I was right.
Flashback.
Diddle-a-doo, diddle-a-doo, diddle-a-doo.
Don and I went downstairs. Stacy was there. Hi, guys. I'm here with good friends of mine. While spending the weekend with my dad, said Stacy. Girls, this is Caroline, our twin Kaylee.
This is the Wonder Shows and Kids News segment starring Dean Girl Squad.
They're fucking related, they're parents, they're twins, and they're named them Kayla and Kaylee.
So we can tell them apart.
Oh, I see.
It could be like, you know, George Foreman, who named all his sons George.
And all of his daughters Georgia.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Hello, said Kayla. That's Marianne and Dawn. They're part of the club with me I told you about, said Stacy. Oh, yeah, said Kaylee. We're staying over here. Oh, fuck. We're staying here overnight, aren't we? I said. That's
sounds fun, said Kayla. Yes, Logan and Shannon are talking over...
taking...
I can't.
Back Sunday.
Logan, you sound a little rough. You've been taking your mesothelioma today?
No, I forgot my morning dose of mesothelioma.
You gotta wash it down with that Radithor.
Don't take medical advice from a podcast, please.
No, please take medical advice from your podcast. Yes, Logan and Shannon were taking over... taking over starting Monday. Thank goodness for them, I said. I didn't see how they could do it with their busy schedules, said Kaylee. They manage, says Stacy. I help out with their family. They have six other siblings. Wow, just like Mallory.
George, Georgina, George 2, Georgina 3. Don't ask what happened to Georgina 2.
What happened to Georgina 2?
No, I told you not to ask, motherfucker. You're going to die.
You remember how George Foreman got famous?
Yeah.
How?
Selling grills.
He went to war like Shaggy.
No, he's a fucking famous boxer, you asshole.
I know who George Foreman is. He's the one that punched the grill.
No.
Yeah, and it's got all the fat out of the grill.
No.
Hello, David.
Wow, just like Mallory, I said.
Hi, Steve.
Exactly. They're the oldest, said Stacy. And we're moving to Stony Brook next month, said Kayla.
They were just telling me that, said Stacy.
You'll see them more often, said Don.
Yes, said Stacy.
Hey, that's the best part, said Kaylee.
End flashback.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
I'm glad that flashback was there.
Our speaker system must be broken. You'll have to come into the lobby to make your order. Please drive around.
Okay!
Isn't Stony Brook the name of a mental institution?
No, it's the name of the stoner band that plays down the street on Thursdays.
Ah, Stony Brook and the Stony Stoners.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how we met. But there's more to the story. But the story is too long to continue for now, Marianne said when she finished. That was quite a story, Velma said. I know. We hit it off right away, Marianne answered. We'd love to hear more of your story sometimes, Daphne said. You will. No.
Many more times in the sequel.
Something is bugging me about who would burn the cemetery in flames, Fred said. I agree, Marianne said. Chapter 7, Marianne 2.
Have you ever heard of the band In Flames? I suspect they may be involved in the cemetery arson.
That, you will, is not attributed to anybody, so I imagine instead of it being one of the characters, it's just like some voice from the void going,
you will.
It's Ron the narrator.
What's in there, Ron? Only what you take with you. I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
Ron, how will I go on without you in my life?
Well, you could donate to my Kickstarter.
You're supposed to say you will.
No, Dave, why did you tag me in a video called Hank Has a Chat with the Soul of Cinder?
Because you're a Dark Souls.
I'm a Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought Cinder was the character from Killer Instinct.
No, she's from Ruby.
Damn, man, got me there.
Sean, you're up.
I was in a hotel room alone.
Yes, you were that one time you recorded with us.
No, that was multiple. That was most of season 4.
Didn't you have to go in the closet at some point?
That was one of the times in Kenmore.
It's really rude for you to call him out on being in the closet on the podcast.
All alone. Why you gotta bring up these tragic memories, Steve-O?
Well, Steve-O, how many lights are there?
Wait a minute. Remembering tragic memories? Stop. Get some help. You don't need it. It's not necessary. Just stop thinking about it.
Okay.
Just become undepressed. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks so much, medical industry.
You're welcome. $200, please. You don't have a choice.
It's homeopathic, so it's not covered by insurance.
Homeopathic isn't real.
Exactly. So happiness isn't real. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I don't think happiness is generally diluted in 99.9% water.
Yeah.
And mesothelioma.
No, you can't get homeopathic mesothelioma. It don't work. Gotta get the real stuff.
Asbestos is mined, and it's technically a type of chalk, so...
I mean, definitely it is not mined anymore.
Not now, no, but that's how they got it. They just dug it out of the ground and threw it in people's lungs, and there you got your mesothelioma.
So Rita Repulsa, more likely than not, is suffering from mesothelioma.
The mine owner, wearing a top hat and a monocle, goes around handfuls of asbestos. Ha ha, plebeian! Time for your asbestos!
Also, the monocle is made out of asbestos and the hat.
Yes, it makes it fireproof.
Well, he has to be able to see asbestos. You gotta remember, asbestos is an invisible killer, so...
But I can see it.
I didn't want to be with anyone. No, that's not... No, I want to be with someone. They don't want to be with me.
All right, we don't need to involve Sean in our shenanigans anymore, guys.
All right, bye.
We're done. Don't go anywhere.
He's back.
I'm back.
Sean, how was your 3 seconds of podcast unemployment?
It was amazing. Answering about Kayla's life is bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go to the fair. The what?
The Wadfer.
Yeah.
I heard we have suspects there. What? Said Don. Okay, I'm not following this. The last thing I want to do is going to the fair and be upset. Yeah, because they're so sad.
I haven't followed this since page one.
I hated those memories stay in my mind. I went anyway. At the fair, I could feel tears streaming down my face.
What's on your mind?
Asked Shaggy.
The fair bothers me. I had this terrible memory when I went to one, I said.
The flashback begins.
No, not another flashback.
We went on a few rides. My favorite rides were roller coaster, Ferris wheel, and swings. At noon, we were having lunch. I had a hamburger with Sprite. Kayla had a hot dog with Coke. And Kaylee had a cheeseburger with lemonade. I love fairs. They're fun to go to spend the day. I wish I could go to fairs every day, I said as we laughed. I know, agreed Kaylee. After lunch, we started to play some of the games. We were playing the fourth game when I noticed Kayla was looking pale. Are you okay,
Annie?
I asked, noticing that after I won. You look very pale. I'm just feeling tired, said Kayla.
I'm just Canadian.
Let's take a break, said Kaylee. We sat down on a bench. This was not like Kayla. She's never tired. Even when she sleeps, she's never tired. Even when she's on a car, she's never tired. As we sat down, Kayla collapsed as I caught her in time. Good catch, said Kaylee. I freaked out as I got the cell phone and dialed Mrs. Willis's cell phone. Unfortunately, there was a voicemail and left a message with my cell number. After that, I dialed 911 and I told the operator about what happened.
Yeah, and never forgot about it.
Yep. The help is on the way. You can hang up now, dear, said an operator after 2 seconds. That's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, I said as I hung up.
They also don't tell you to hang up.
No. You're supposed to stay on the line, aren't you?
Yes.
I have to go get my insulin changed. I'll call you later.
I'm gonna go get this brown insulin out of my body.
I was shaking up like crazy. Then the cell phone rang and I answered. Is anything okay? Asked Miss Willis. Is anything okay?
No.
No, nothing is okay. Asked Miss Willis. Kayla was feeling tired, and as we sat down, she collapsed a while ago. But I had just caught her in time, and I just dialed 911. The ambulance is on its way now, I said. Just hang on. Where are you right now? Asked Mrs. Willis. I told her, and she said to have Kaylee to meet her mom halfway. That's what Kaylee did. And when she came back with her mother, the ambulance arrived. Good work, Marianne. You did the right thing, said Mrs. Willis. Thanks, I said, tried not to cry. I was still shaken. At the hospital, Kaylee and I were sitting together. I was in tears.
How does a happy old-timey reporter cry? Does he just go, wah, 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 wah?
A boo-hoo-hoo! A boo-hoo-hoo!
He just shouts, oh, the humanity, really loud.
Over and over.
Oh, the humanity! I just hope Kayla would be all right, I said, drying my tears. Me too, said Kaylee, comforting me. She was scared too, but she was trying to be brave. Their doctor...
Yes?
Their doctor, Sean, what happened?
What happened, Sean? Sean, what'd the doctor say?
Go ahead.
Come on, Sean.
Oh, let's see if I can do this.
Their doctor... Dr. Weed...
Dr. Weed.
Hey, man. Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed here to service your lawn and landscaping needs.
Whoa.
I'm Dr. Weed because you're going to need the weed because the chemo is going to make you want to die.
Mesothelioma is not a joke, kids.
Despite the fact it is fertile ground for our lampooning.
Yeah.
Mesothelioma is no joke.
She doesn't even have mesothelioma. She has leukemia.
Neither is brittle diabetes.
No, it is funny. Sounds funny.
Dr. Weed came into Mrs. Willis's while she said, how is she? Can we see her?
Not well. Before you go see her, I need to talk to you first.
Said the doctor.
If I ever somehow get karmic retribution and inflicted with brittle diabetes, I swear that every time I tell people what I have, I will say I have peanut brittle diabetes.
Diabetes nuts.
We can make you have diabetes.
I said, if karma gets me, not if you do it on purpose. If you do it on purpose.
That's kind of like karma.
You are not a karmic deity, Logan. You're a different kind of deity.
These are chaotic.
Like, yeah, I gotta go with Steve.
That's
on this
my
one,
name
Logan.
Is Steve.
You are a chaos being.
I exist outside the wheel. That's why I like to give the wheel a nice slap and spin every once in a while.
He could chaotically hit the wheel and then like it lands on Steve Diabetes Boogaloo.
Aztec deity goes down to the temple. That wheel looking mighty thick, yo.
Your favorite wrestler, Ted Diabetes.
Ted Diabetes nuts.
the Chameleon Sugar Man.
Isn't that a Mega Man boss, Chameleon Sugar Man?
Well, that would be a Mega Man X boss if it were that. But
okay, Lack, you're the last reader, and then I will read the patrons.
All right. What is it? Asked Mrs. Willis. Something might be wrong. So I urge you to come back in another week or two from tomorrow for some tests, said Dr. Weeds. He's been promoted.
No, there's just more of him.
Yeah. They're sprouting up all over the place.
Yeah.
If you don't get rid of the Dr. Weed early, they're just like left and right. There's a lot of Dr. Weeds around here.
What I heard that I got very upset and ran from the waiting room as Mrs. Willis noticed that. She heard him and got very upset, Mom, said Kaylee. I'll go find her. The flashback ends. Ever since that happened, I stopped attending the fairs to avoid the memory, I said. Oh, said Shaggy. I'm also sensitive. Whenever someone mentions the fair, I get upset easily, I said. You were brave to tell the story, said Velma. I didn't realize that, I said.
Every character in this story just runs together.
It's the Cletus method of naming their children. Kaylee.
Asa. Oxford. Kaylee. Kayla. Shaggy. Daphne. Fred. Velma.
Marianne. Annie. Mary.
Mary.
Scooby.
Mitch. Noonie.
Scrappy.
Daphne. Dame.
Vincent Price.
Darla.
Scooby.
Shaggy.
Dr. Weeds.
Dr. Weed.
Well, that was unusual.
No.
Not on this show.
That's not unusual.
Oh, unusual.
Yeah.
Unusual?
Unusual.
That was unusual.
I beg your pardon, sir. What did you say about my mother? Unusual?
That was before she found out she had mesoleukemia, I said.
Mesoleukemia? So... The
Jar Jar has leukemia. Miso has leukemia.
Miso have leukemia. I'm going to die. My blood is literally turning to sludge.
Can you have Jar Jar say, "Miso insulin is brown"?
Miso insulin is brown.
Sure it is.
The flashback ends.
Begins.
It says ends. Wait.
No, it's begins.
Oh, it's another flashback.
Yeah.
The flashback begins. Meanwhile, meanwhile, in New York City, Mr. and Mrs. Willis was waiting for the test results. All of their five younger siblings are with their grandparents at their apartment. They didn't wait long until the doctor came out and said, "The blood test results just showed up. Kayla has cancer. I'm not sure which stage yet. I'm waiting for that part." "Okay," said Mr. Willis. "We'll wait to tell Kaylee when we get back home," said Mrs. Willis.
"And don't forget Marianne, too. This is going to be tough to break the news to her the most," said Mr. Willis.
"We'll just tell the rest of the crew when we get back to the apartment," said his wife. "May we see Kayla yet?" "Of course," replied the doctor. "I haven't told her the news." When Kayla found out from her parents, she was crying. "How could I have cancer?" asked Kayla.
Well, when your cell division starts getting a little out of control.
You remember that one time we told you to go to bed and you said no? This is what happens.
The doctor doesn't know what stage at this time. Later, back at the house, Kaylee came to me after dinner.
"Have you heard anything yet?" I asked her.
"Not yet," said Kaylee. "You?"
"Me either. What it is, your parents are probably waiting to tell you when the family return."
When they family.
When they family return. I got the wrong part of the syllable. "I'm thinking about the same thing," said Kaylee. The next day in New York City, Kayla learned she was in stage 4.
Oh, Jesus.
The factory level.
Isn't that the... No, I was going to say that's the ice level. You got to have the ice physics right before stage 5 final boss.
No, it's the brain level.
Oh. And then you get the 3 levels where you're in the Megazord.
Meantime, Kaylee and I were hanging out at the ball. "I've been praying for Kayla last night for life," said Kaylee.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Matt. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Everybody here, hope you all take your mesothelioma, of course.
Of course.
Make sure to change your diabetes.
Yeah.
And
get your leukemia rotated.
And thank you very much to
Wash
our
it all down with Radithor.
Thank you very much to our Patreon supporters, our Smut Secretaries, Attention Deficit, Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Neon Binary Rose, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, William Shaprinsky. A super thanks to our Gentle Guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Go Play in Traffic. I wasn't telling Sam to go play in traffic. Let me go and add a break. Disambiguity. Pause. Go play in traffic.
Disambiguity. Go play in traffic. This is Steve-O. We are speaking to you.
Break. Scooby-Doo and the mesothelioma machinations of the alt Christ.
Sorry, the what?
The alt Christ.
Try one more time.
The alt Christ.
Can you type it out for me?
No.
Is it something that's going to get released? Release the Christ.
Yes, I will release the cock.
It's going to release the cock. All right.
All right.
The judge, the jury, and the exegutter, the men who stare at Goatsy, two-time world heavyweight champion, Thunder God Matthew J, that's you.
Ooh, yeah, brother.
And a super-duper, ultra-mega, Shaggy's gone to war level of appreciation for our bulky beneficiaries. Advent Dawn, Cranky Pants McCum Bucket, Dr. Weed, Orange-Flavored Diabetes Brittle, and Mrs. Brisby's Hentimus Boobus, our S-tier Fight Me, Evan Baumel, Illicit Testicle Sales.
Well, all right then.
Put Naruto's vocal cords under a Christmas tree-shaped Ouya. That is in Steve-O's butt, you cowards. Sunny, the Shark Fighter, Moonchild Extraordinaire, Terrez, and Wage.
We did it. We did it.
Now do we have to have one of those like 5-minute after the episodes real talk about how mesothelioma is nothing to fuck around about and diabetes sucks?
Hi, everybody. This is David, your favorite internet funny yuck yuck man. Today we touched on a couple of different topics.
Pause. Logan picks it up.
What am I picking up?
The thing that David was saying, the after school special.
Oh, yeah, after school special. Mesothelioma is funny. And if your diabetes turns your insulin brown, you should really see a doctor.
Okay, pause. Switch over to Sean.
It's the episode of Walker, Texas Ranger, where the kid just says, I have AIDS.
Pause. Switch over to me. So if you have any questions, be sure to ask a parent. Or if you don't trust your parents, ask somebody you do trust.
And if you don't trust anybody, well,
just be that dumb kid who gets in a dryer.
Yeah.
If you don't trust anybody, stop.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop.
Just stop.
Just stop. Get in the dryer. Oh boy, freedom fridge.